Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Israel is vowing to keep up its renewed bombing of Gaza. It says the attacks will not stop until all the hostages seized by Hamas in the October 7 attacks are returned. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says more than 400 people have been killed. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says there are three essential elements that need to be achieved.
First, for the ceasefire to be fully respected. Second, for humanitarian aid to have access to Gaza in an unimpeded way. And third, for the unconditional release of hostages.
Thousands of Australian women are expected to benefit from the reduced cost of a new treatment for endometriosis. About one in seven Australian women suffer from endometriosis, where tissue similar to the lining of the womb grows elsewhere in the body, affecting fertility and causing debilitating pain. The government says a new treatment for the condition, Rieko, will be added to the list of government-subsidised medicines, the PBS, on May the 1st. For years, former MasterChef contestant Hoda Hannaway has lived with persistent pain. She says she's excited Rieko is becoming more affordable for users.
Whilst it's not for every woman, but it certainly opens the doors for earlier treatment and better treatment options for women.
The outgoing Secretary-General of the Commonwealth of Nations and the first woman to hold the position says she believes she was given a tougher time than a man would have in her role. Baroness Patricia Scotland is leaving office after 9 years. Born in Dominica, she is the second Secretary-General from the Caribbean and the first woman to hold the post. She says presiding over the 56-member state body for over two terms has been rewarding, but it hasn't been without its challenges. She's told SBS she's had her critics, and she hopes her successor has an easier time.
It was tough. There are a number of people who thought that I, as Secretary General, should know about curtains and bathrooms. And I was surprised that that would be the case, because you would never have thought of a male Secretary General having to answer those things.
Ghana's former Foreign Minister, Shirley Ayoko-Bojwe, is the incoming Commonwealth Secretary General. Artwork by First Nations artists will appear on Australia's new $5 notes, replacing the portrait of the late Queen Elizabeth II. The theme of the note has been chosen from 21,000 nominations from the public, following a nationwide campaign. The new selection follows confirmation from the Reserve Bank of Australia that the new $5 note would not feature King Charles after the death of Queen Elizabeth II in 2023. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have safely arrived back on Earth, 9 months after being stranded on the International Space Station. Technical issues with their spacecraft extended what was supposed to be an 8-day mission. Living in space for months can affect the human body in multiple ways, from reducing muscle mass to possible vision impairment. Retired British astronaut Tim Peake says it will take some time for the astronauts to fully adjust to being back on Earth.
There might be some nausea, some dizziness, some vertigo, and your bones and your muscles are getting used to that loading as you stand up and walk around. Your balance is having to kind of regain, get a sense of where you are.
In sport, Australia's first openly gay football player, Josh Cavallo, says he still receives multiple death threats every day and would find it difficult to encourage other footballers to come out. The Adelaide United midfielder came out in October 2021 and says despite support from his club and coaches, his openness about his sexuality has brought him continuous negative comments. Cavallo told FIFPro's Footballers Unfiltered podcast, the homophobic messages have become part of his reality since coming out.
Multiple death threats that come your way, my way daily still, and it's quite sad to see. I have a very strong support network. I have my good days, I have my bad days, but I'm free. I go to bed, I put my head on the pillow, and I'm happy. I'm Josh Cavallo, I'm the footballer, I'm also the gay footballer, and I'm super proud to say that because I never knew what the capability and the ability that and the reach that this had by posting a video like that.
Despite this, Cavallo says he wishes he came out earlier, rather than waiting until he was 21. This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan.